Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hector Torres. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader juggles the ball. That's an error on Rader. McCarver goes all the way around to score. Singleton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Singleton scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Expos. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to second. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Cedeno moves to second. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Stoneman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Watson trying to get to home. Fairley throws the ball into McCarver, who tags Watson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Helms moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woods strikes out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Breeden moves to second. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torres for the out. Breeden moves to third. Foley moves to second. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoneman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Helms strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCarver strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzger moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Metzger moves to third. Cedeno moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive towards third. Bailey catches it and throws to first to double up Wynn. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0. Expos. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Breeden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woods moves to second. Boots Day pinch runs for Hal Breeden. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stoneman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Fairley now playing first base. Boots Day now playing right field. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. It's 3-1, Expos. Norm Miller pinch hits for Don Wilson. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ray now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fairley is walked intentionally. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. John Bacabella now catching. Mike Marshall now pitching. Boots Day now playing center field. Clyde Mayshore now playing right field. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Expos, 3, Astros, 3. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Watson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 3. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Edwards strikes out. 1 out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Bacabella reaches second base with a double. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bacabella moves to third. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fairley is walked intentionally. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Bacabella scores. Fairley moves to third. It's 4-3, Expos. Dave Roberts now pitching. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a line drive into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Dave Roberts. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bailey. Cedeno moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cedeno moves to third. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 4 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.